This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to Kinda Funny's XCU in Review. That's right, we are ranking and reviewing every single movie in the X-Men cinematic universe. Last couple weeks, we've been reviewing the Spider-Man movies, and last week, we did our final recap of all the Spider-Men.
Stop chewing.
It was for you, Nick, the Spider-Man.
I appreciate that to say goodbye to the Spider-Man in Review series. Mm-hmm. We wore the clothes we wore on the first ever Spider-Man in Review.
You know? Things are getting really all out of time and whatever here. We're now doing our look back. We each give our own individual rankings of the X-Men movies. The timing didn't work out if we wanted to hit Venom, which we did. I wonder how it was. I wonder if we liked it.
I loved it.
At the time of recording,
give me your impression, Andy.
Huh?
Give me your impression, Andy.
Wow, the second act is really strong.
Whatever the fuck you say.
Andy, easy mistake to make.
I think you made impressions of the movie.
Easy mistake to make.
I don't know.
Yeah. Why is it so good?
You missed your calling, my friend. You should have been Jim Carrey.
Thanks, dude.
Well said. I'm Tim Geddes. That's Nick Scarpino. That's Greg Miller. That is Kevin Coelho over here. We got Andy Cortez. Every Thursday at 9 a.m., we've been reviewing these movies, ranking these movies. I'm letting you guys know right now, this part of the season of Kind of Funnies in Review is ending. We're going to take a little bit break, and then moving into Aquaman, we're going to be doing all of the DCEU.
There's going to be a feel-good time, a romp, some will say.
Just a nice little fun romp.
How many movies are asking? A lot of people, we're doing the Ultimate Edition of Batman v Superman.
Jesus. No,
strap
we're not.
In for three
no.
fucking hours. Do it, you cowards.
Jesus. I mean, I'm in.
And we've done it for every other one that has a special one.
How many other four? Like, in that...
No.
No, Man of Steel, Batman v Superman, Suicide Squad, Justice League, Wonder Woman, Shazam will be up
but later.
Yeah. Aquaman is what we're leading into.
Okay, jeez. Got it.
It's going to be a lot. But today we're talking about the X-Men movies. The first one released July 14th, 2000. The budget of the total 11 films, $1.47 billion. Yeah, I fucked up what I was saying. I was trying to like fix the grammar on the fly and I fucked it up. What I was trying to say is the total of 11 films budget was $1 billion.
Until next time, have an exciting day.
$1.47 billion. This is not hard. And the box office total was $5.72 billion. It's a lot of fucking money, Nick.
Wow.
It's a lot of money.
Good turnaround.
Our overall list for X-Men in Review.
We not cool, included great.
It's not there.
No.
Oh, do you want me to go?
Yeah, let's put that up. Let's put
that's important.
Okay. You can actually put my list up because I didn't change mine, if you want to.
You didn't change anything.
No, I didn't change anything.
Edit it in later, but for now, pull it up so I can read it.
You can pull up
Nick's. The last one.
Bring up Nick's.
Whoa.
The Kind of Funny's.
Candy corn.
The Kind of Funny's final list. Nice. Number one, Logan. No, don't bring it up. Number two, X-Men Days of Future Past. Number three, Deadpool 2. Number four, Deadpool. Number five, The Wolverine. Number six, X-Men First Class. Number seven, X2. Number eight, X-Men Apocalypse. Number nine, X-Men The Last Stand. Number 10, X-Men. Number 11, X-Men Origins. Wolverine.
I see you didn't keep with the titles that I wrote up top. The hashtag's also different.
Well, this is the official list. I don't know what you're talking about. You want to go to Nick's list first? You want to start with Nick's list?
I mean, the thing is, the first list that we're going to go through is Nick's list. So cool, Greg, bring it up.
What? Why is Nick's the first one?
Why not?
Because they're organized so that you...
I had this.
All right, cool. Great.
Nick's first.
There we go.
So they're just in reverse order.
You see here, it's the Champs list. Nick, just in case you...
Now, Champ, did you do this where you didn't change any of them just because you didn't want to do the homework? Is this one of those things where we're like, hey, get creative with this assignment? And you were like, but how creative do I have to get? Like, well, no, you just do whatever you want. You're like, well, I'm just going to leave it the exact fucking same list.
I'm sorry. Cool, Greg. Can you bring that back up, please? No, you'll notice that the hashtag for this list has changed to hashtag champ2champ. So clearly I want you to...
LaCroix boys!
Just eat your words, everyone.
So, talk about
what
your list a bit.
No, I argued very... very arduently for this list right here. And I think we nailed it. I honestly, I love Logan as number one, X-Men Days of Future Past number two. Pretty much what you just said. Do I have to go through it again?
No.
I think my top three, definitely
you
Logan,
X-Men
Days of Future Past, Deadpool 2. I think we nailed it. The top five, Deadpool and then Wolverine. Great. 6 through 10. I think 6 through 11, rather. Whatever.
Who fucking cares?
Yep. Fucking
yeah. Really, the movies that I think about when I really think back and fondly of this is just really Logan and Deadpool 2 and X-Men Days of Future Past. The rest of them, I don't know. I think we nailed the list. There's no reason for me to change it.
I do feel like we nailed the list similar to how we nailed it with MCU Interview, where it clearly falls, and we'll see based on all of our own lists, but I imagine that it's going to clearly fall into the different tiers. And with X-Men, it's clearly there's good and then there's bad.
Yeah.
Whereas MCU, it's kind of like there's at least three tiers where there's the great, good, and okay.
There's a lot more space to argue, I think, in MCU than there is in X-Men.
Greg.
So for sure.
Yeah, but
your list. Cool, Greg. Please bring up Greg's list.
It should be pointed out that I don't 100%. Have
the go bold.
I don't have
you could have asked.
The typeface you have.
I heard you.
Please show it to them. I don't have the typeface you all use for this.
Really good to easy to read though.
Yeah, right.
The typeface this that is, you chose.
You should have used this.
Was
this
the last
better.
One hard?
Jesus.
Mangoes it hurts to look at.
Hey, you know what, Andy? Stop making up your own fonts and what making me want to use
it. It's GoBold.
You
know?
No, it's not. The GoPro's the camera.
It's true.
It is a camera.
Mine didn't deviate too much, but there are some notable differences. Logan's still number one. Days of Future Past number two. I switched the Deadpools around. I still like Deadpool better than Deadpool 2. I almost, because when we were even debating last time we did an XCU interview, Deadpool 2's placement, I almost put Wolverine in front of both them, but then I thought that was crazy and I didn't do it. It's just that thing of I enjoy Deadpool. I enjoy the Deadpool movies. I just didn't need to see him again. But I guess also it's the same thing with Wolverine where I'm not none of these am I like, man, I need to go watch that again, I guess. Even Logan. I enjoyed Logan in theaters and that was good. Continuing on, cool, I'd say pull back up because I moved up. This is where I deviate, but not too much. It's like what you're talking about, Tim, where there's still the good and the bad kind of thing. I put X2 at 6. I put X-Men at 7. Put First Class at 8. I just did not like that run of mutants. And I know that X-Men and X2, I don't think, hold up in terms of a modern movie, action, all these different things. I still enjoy those movies more. Apocalypse at 9, Righting the Wrongs of the Past, similar to Days of Future Past. I've come back to put Last Stand at 10, because that is a bad movie. X3 sucks.
Bad movie.
Of course, X-Men Origins Wolverine is just an awful, awful, awful affair that no one should watch.
So awful.
Yeah. But again, I don't think I'm that far off the mark from where we were generally. Totally. I think
top
did.
Top 5 is pretty close.
Kev, what's your list?
All right, so we got it here. Again, not too much variation is the four first ones that I moved around. Logan, I think everyone's going to list is going to have it as number one. I enjoy Deadpool 2 and Deadpool more than any other movie after that. They're just funny. They're good. They do a good job building a universe in their own world, and none of these other movies do. After that, we have Days of Future Past, which I only think is better than all these movies because it, like, erased things from The Last Stand. Then we have Wolverine, which shocked me. I didn't expect it to ever get that high.
That's a great point.
Yeah,
Wolverine, coming into it, I didn't see it. That's going to be a total top five.
But, like, watching it, I was just like, this isn't absolute trash.
Sure.
It's crazy that
Hugh Jackman carries it.
Yeah.
It's crazy that none of us so far have chosen to move First Class above the Wolverine.
Well, that's
or
the thing.
Higher up on the list.
First Class, in my number six, surprised me. I thought First Class when I went to, like, when we were building or we were getting to after Wolverine Origins, it was like, all right, First Class is going to be a palate cleanser. And I remember when we watched it, I was like, that was nowhere near as good as I thought it was. Then I have X2, which frankly, I could honestly swap with X-Men. Those movies are fine.
You picked the wrong
They're
house,
too
brother.
Old. Last Stand, I can't fucking stand.
Yes!
I hate that movie so much, but I hate Apocalypse more.
Okay.
Apocalypse, a modern movie that should have been better.
Coming off the heels of Future Past, right?
Right.
Where we thought, they know what they're doing now.
But they clearly didn't.
No.
And it's such a disappointment. And then Wolverine Origins, which is like, how did it get past the stages
Anybody.
Of editing and production. I don't understand it.
A bullet.
I don't understand it.
Please pull up Andy's list, cool Greg. Thank you very much. Andy, what's your
Speaking
list
of
like?
Which, Nick, you said that First Class wouldn't go as high You thought you'd see somebody put First Class above Wolverine. So I started off with Logan, of course.
Your top five, notably, way different than
this is a trash list.
Days of Future Past, love it. Again, it's Fassbender and McAvoy, I think when they are the two leading people, their movie's better for it. And I think their performances just really shine. I enjoy Deadpool more than Deadpool 2, so I put Deadpool at number 3. And I enjoy First Class more than Deadpool 2. Deadpool 2 is a weird movie for me. Like, again, I talked about it ad nauseum the last time we talked about it. But I've never disliked a movie more that I enjoyed. It's a weird feeling for me where I dislike so many parts of the movie but still laughed incredibly hard and like a maniac at many other parts.
We had such a good time seeing Deadpool 2 the first time. You remember that?
It was on a real small screen.
It was me and you and Joey, and she booked the world's smallest screen. It was like watching on the back of Virgin America Airplane.
Kevin is there.
The perfect way to watch movies.
Yeah.
For a second, I was like, are we watching Deadpool or is this just like Little Orphan Annie? I can't tell the difference between the two.
During the trailers, we saw a trailer for Ant-Man, and I looked at Nick. I was like, "Is he in the small form? I can't tell."
Did you go?
To Daily City.
No,
it wasn't the non XD.
It wasn't Daily City.
It was Cinemark Nine downtown.
To be fair, the screen wasn't that small.
We were just giving shit.
If you book tickets, by the way, if you're the organizer of anything we do, you are going
you're
to get shit.
You're going to be hated.
You're going to get shit.
You're going to be hated.
Anyway, so yeah, after Deadpool 2, I'm even looking at this list right now. The bottom half of it, I just truly don't care about at all.
Nobody cares, right?
And I probably fucked this up, and I meant to put the Wolverine lower. I did not like the Wolverine at all, really. I thought it has like some of the weakest villains.
Do you remember
and this,
when he was
that's
like a
saying
ninja,
something.
Like with all the ninjas were fighting him? That was pretty cool.
Whatever.
They shot all the arrows in it.
Shooting the blood all over the buildings.
Do you remember when the bombs fell? You know? That was
the
cool.
Nagasaki, man.
It started off, the first 5 minutes are great. But anyway, so again, the bottom half, I just totally don't really care about. Of course, Origins at the very, very bottom. I still think like Apocalypse is super incoherent and makes no sense.
None.
But I still enjoy McAvoy and Fassbender so much that they are able to put it above like, you know, the original X-Men and The Last Stand. So yeah, that's where I stand.
The necklace scene was cool.
Cool, Greg.
Yeah.
Please bring up my list.
Similar
to Kevin's.
Yeah, it
number
is.
One, Logan. Number two,
Wait,
Deadpool
hold on.
2. Number three, Deadpool. Deadpool 2 and Deadpool are so interchangeable to me that I think they're both such high quality. I feel like my first three, Logan, Deadpool 2, and Deadpool, are the only great movies in the X-Men universe.
100%.
I think there's a sharp decline after that down to Days of Future Past, which I think has a lot of fun and does a lot of really cool, interesting things. But it isn't as good as I remember it being. And it's definitely not as good as I gave it credit for fixing things. It does not fix anything. The Wolverine, my first time seeing it, I thought it was decent. I think Logan renders it obsolete and unnecessary. But there's a lot of cool stuff. It has one of my favorite action scenes in the whole franchise with
the
bullet train.
Yeah,
that's just cool.
And the beginning with the bomb is awesome. And then the ninja fight later I thought was really well choreographed and done. But there is a lot of bullshit in the movie and the samurai sucks. Number six, X-Men First Class. It's fine. It's not great. It's super
it's
fine.
It's funny. As somebody who didn't walk out of First Class in the theaters impressed when everybody was raving about it, I thought it was going to do way better here. And it's interesting that so many people, not that I'm saying like, oh, it was right. I'm just saying that it's interesting that so many people watching it now are like, oh, yeah, it wasn't as nearly as good as we thought it was.
Yeah, and I agree with Andy where it's just like McAvoy and...
Yep, they're great. Fassbender
is so fucking dynamic and so great. And great together. And First Class, I think, is them at their best together.
But story's just not there.
Then this, I know, is like crazy, but X-Men: The Last Stand is at my number seven. And
malarkey.
The only reason for that is I like the Cure plot. That's it.
Better.
And
I'm with you on this. I remember when we were arguing about this.
So
I'm with you.
Done.
I'm like, this, not a good movie, but from start to finish, kind of has the best, like,
story.
Makes sense.
Ish, yeah.
Story of any of these
Except
fucking
Except for
movies.
All the characters, like, characteristics are fucking thrown out.
Totally. But
yeah, but they don't need it because they've got the guy who has spikes in his head. And if you know anything,
Blowfish Man
can beat anyone. He's
that was
a level
Kid
5
Omega.
Mutant.
That was Kid Omega.
And you know why he's a level 5 mutant? Because the other mutant knows, similar to how I know how horny all of you are at any given time.
Yeah,
that's so a callback to a morning Kid Omega, show and Omega weeks level ago mutant? At this point. Yeah. Weeks ago.
Just keep it going. This is how you keep it going.
My thing about The Last Stand is it totally fucks with the continuity, and God, who gives a shit about continuity in these movies? But I feel like as a movie, the characters that they set up in this movie, the Magneto we are introduced to in this movie, and the way it ends and the final fight scene we get and the Golden Gate Bridge and all that shit, it's better than what we see in the rest of the movies. Because going down, my number 8, X2, I am shocked it's this low. I thought X2 was good. It was such a great movie, and I thought going into this, I was like, it's going to be top 5.
Yeah.
And fuck, I was wrong.
I would have swore before we started this it would have been top 5.
The story is great. That's all you can say about that movie.
Yeah.
Everything else sucks. But not as bad as X-Men Apocalypse, which for a modern movie has no excuse for any of the crimes that it commits.
Yeah.
Nothing interesting
they
about
should have known
all.
Better.
Should have known better.
They should have.
And
they
for having all the great pieces like the 80s and the fucking McAvoy and finally introducing a younger Cyclops and Jean Grey and all this stuff, it's like there was so much potential and
wasted.
Fucking just wasted.
Just drilled that in the
ground. And then number 10, X-Men. Whatever. It's the one that started it all, and it is exactly where it belongs.
Wow.
And X-Men Origins Wolverine at number 11 is as bad as you remember it.
If not worse.
If not worse. That is
it does not age well. True. Let's put it that way.
So I wanted to ask you guys a question here. What's up, Nick?
I was going to say, the only reason I like X-Men Origins Wolverine is because it sets up a two-hour-long joke that the payoff of which is in Deadpool 2. And they can just go back and retcon it. That's the only reason I'm like, I'm glad that exists, so they can go back and just fuck with it.
So there are a couple other X-Men movies that have either been announced or talked about at some point. Mm-hmm. So I got the most updated news we have as of recording on the status of these movies. The two coming next year that at this point we might get, we might not get. I think we're going to. We got Dark Phoenix February 14th and The New Mutants August 2nd, 2019.
It sounds like both these movies are getting heavy reshoots. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
No, that was inaccurate.
No, really?
Yeah, they were saying they were heavy, but they're getting reshoots, but they're not any more outside of the normal.
It's not
going to
be MCU
reshoots.
Shit,
yeah.
But they are getting reshoots.
Man.
And they still, the movies are still not finished as of now.
Yeah.
They're still getting reshoots. But let's just guess, where's Dark Phoenix going to fall?
Can we get the final? No, we can't get the final.
Can you bring up
being
list,
on my list. List? You're right, champs list.
It's champs list, champ.
You don't have to show it.
Dark Phoenix, I would say, is probably going to go. I don't know. It's a crapshoot because it's the same team that gave us Days of Future Past, right? But they also gave us Apocalypse.
I'd say my guess is above X2.
I'm going to say, 5 or 6. I think it comes in at 5 or 6.
I'll say it doesn't make the top 5.
I also don't think it'll make the top.
I think it's going to be somewhere around 7 or 8. If not 9.
Totally guessing on, with all the problems, I imagine it's going to be somewhere around 7.
Yeah.
See, my thing is,
these are getting worse. They're not getting better.
They get fucking weird. Like, I feel like there's not really consistency.
Because there isn't consistency. Yeah. We had Logan being made at the same time that they were doing Apocalypse, and the director was like, oh, I guess I'll use this character.
But even looking at the trilogy of First Class Apocalypse First Class Days of Future Past Apocalypse, they're not getting worse. You know, it's like, it is a weird, there's not really a pattern.
That's a good point.
But the end of Apocalypse is fucking epic, and it's like the most X-Men thing we've seen yet of like getting them all in the Danger Room in their actual outfits. And this is the first time we'd actually be able to see the X-Men team being X-Men.
That's true. Yeah, that's cool. That would be cool. I'm still looking forward to it, but I'm not optimistic at all. I'm sure it's going to be a run-of-the-mill X-Men movie.
I think it'd be real hard for it to be better than First Class.
Just see us walking out of the theater being like,
that's the movie we saw.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, let's be honest. It's definitely going to be one of those movies where, like, we're going to see it night one, but we're all going to be like, I'd rather be doing 800 other things than watching this movie.
Yeah.
And then Joe's going to book the wrong size screen.
Fucking Joey.
Sorry. I have a feeling that we're going to go see it, and it's going to be one of those things where it's like, oh, man, it's going to feel like Apocalypse, where it's like they had all this potential where they could have built something, but instead they just made a movie very quickly. Well, very quick.
It seemed like the big problem a lot of us had with Apocalypse, too, was the fact that, like, Jean Grey just wasn't great in it, right? Like, and now she's going to lead this film? Isn't that, I mean, that seems like an issue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is Raven going to be in it? Mystique going to be in it?
Probably.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jennifer Lawrence. I don't know if they could afford her anymore. Yeah. I don't know what her deal's like.
Yeah, she's
in. Well, she's, you know.
Man, she's got to get out.
Come out, didn't do very well, so I'm sure they
got to
get out. Cheap.
She's got to get out. Like, just
I think
peace
this is
out.
Probably gonna be
I like
one,
how
right?
just with each movie she uses less and less makeup. Where she's just like, I'm not going to more power. Yeah. Like,
they're just going to put a little blue mark on her face. Like, that's the implied. It's implied. Everyone knows.
So the next one, The New Mutants, which is the horror one with the younger kids. It's a weird one.
Yeah. Could be top five. Who's directing it?
It could be top five.
I feel like it'll be a shocker.
Yeah. It could be shockingly bad. It could be number 10 or 11.
Or 3.
Or
2.
I don't think it could be better than Deadpool.
3, yeah.
I don't think it has any, like, it being an ensemble cast of a bunch of mutants we don't care about.
I feel like trouble. What's your power? Oh, man, I can turn my tongue into a leech.
Is great.
Who's directing that?
Josh Boone.
Josh Boone!
Who did The Fault in Our Stars.
I like that movie.
Oh, no.
And All We Had. He's done a lot of small indie.
He's got a horror background.
No. Okay. No, it really doesn't. He really doesn't. We'll see.
That was a joke.
Yeah, yeah. I know nothing about it, so it's like, yeah, maybe I could come in and be...
It has Arya from Game of Thrones. It has...
That's rad.
We saw a trailer for it, right?
Anya Taylor. Yeah,
did we?
Yeah, there's a trailer out for it. It looks brutal.
Interesting.
It looks like a horror movie.
It looks brutal, yeah. And that's the thing, is like the idea of X-Men and mutants in a horror movie, I'm like, that is interesting, especially younger ones that like don't know how to use their powers. Cool. Yeah. But I'm not counting on it being good.
Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, what is it called? It's New Mutants? The New Mutants. They are the ones that caused Civil War, right? Isn't that the group that causes... Am I wrong?
Yeah.
I'll say what it says. You know what it reminds me of? Do you remember I think it was the third Freddy Krueger movie where the kids all went into the dream, but then they all got to like pick their own powers and try to fight Freddy, and then Freddy said, no, fuck you. I'm still going to kill you.
Is that right?
No, terrified me. No one...
Dreamcatchers or Dream Something?
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Remember Nightmare on Elm Street 3? What was that called? Dream Warriors, yeah. That's what it reminds me of. Like, they're all in like an insane asylum, but they all get to pick each other. What?
I didn't think it would do it automatically, but that's I want to watch the New Mutants trailer after this. We're done doing this.
Okay.
Can you click on the one where it says Husky tries shoes for the first time?
Funny dogs.
Next up, so this is where we have movies that are like, maybe not going to happen. We got Gambit. In May 2018, Kinberg stated that the final script has been completed and production will begin in the third quarter of 2018.
No, it's not.
Filming will commence in New Orleans.
We're about to hit the third quarter. Is that right?
Is this movie happening?
Third quarter in the French quarter.
I will bet $4 that this movie never happens.
You're going to bet $4 that it doesn't
happen? The Channing Tatum Gambit movie.
Correct. $3.
I agree. I don't think it'll
happen. What if we get a Channing Tatum as Gambit in another movie later?
I don't think we're ever going to see Channing Tatum as Gambit. I think at this point they're seriously trying to figure out how to work these movies into the MCU. And having another standalone random movie just out there
Thinking of him with long hair.
An untitled X-Force film. The film will be an R-rated take on the X-Men. Kinberg, Reynolds, and Donner will produce the film. Principal photography is scheduled to begin October 2018.
Now, is this going to happen?
That's the
Deadpool
Reynolds
in it?
One, right? Yeah, that'll
happen. This is happening.
You think it'll happen?
Yes. Fuck yeah, dude. Yeah. Deadpool he's crushing the box office.
Yeah, I know, but like, Marvel, you got to imagine that Marvel wants to bring everything in.
Yeah, but remember, this is Deadpool. They can just easily do it and not give a fuck.
Yeah.
They could literally recast everyone and just like,
That's the thing. Like, Marvel doesn't do that.
Yeah. But
they care and make decisions that, like, impact the future.
Sure, but Deadpool is...
But they see dollar signs.
Well, it's not that it's dollar signs. It's that Deadpool's actually a good, clever movie. Why would you change that? Why would they mess with the formula at all? It's actually working, and it works perfectly in the MCU. Like, you can just literally, even if it was a recast, you can make total fun of it. But also, who's X-Force right now? Who's left over from X-Force?
Colossus and...
Sure.
Negasonic.
He'll look a little different. He's already looked different. Who cares?
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. The only thing that makes me feel like this might happen, because the next one is Deadpool 3. They said the film would occur after the Untitled X-Force film. Production will begin in Atlanta, Georgia. I think they're going to be the same thing. It's going to be X-Force Deadpool, or Deadpool 3 X-Force or some show like that. I do think it might happen because since it's taking so long for the Disney-Fox deal to happen, part of the thing is Fox needs to act as normal or else the whole thing falls apart and they're not allowed to...
They
got to
keep making money.
So they got to keep making money. They got to keep making movies. And with the rate at which Deadpool movies have been coming out, I think that...
Yeah, the idea that, I mean, like the Deadpool movies, of course you're going to make those. They make money. That's a given amount of revenue you got coming in every year. With New Mutants and Dark Phoenix, those movies are already made. They're coming out. Even if they're stinkers, they're going to try to find a way to release those movies and make
that
as much money as possible.
I hate that.
They're coming out.
I hate that.
They've already shot them. X-23, X-23, Multiple Man, and Kitty Pryde. All movies that have been announced.
Multiple Man.
Multiple man.
I'm down for multiple man if you bring back the dude McSteamy from X3. He's like, what do I do now? I've gotten caught. This is a terrible plan.
There's no chance in hell that gets me.
No fucking chance in hell.
No. Not a snowball's chance.
What a dumb
fucking idea.
What a dumb fucking idea, multiple man. Like, again, I've been proven wrong time and time again where I'm like, Ant-Man, nobody gives a shit about Ant-Man, and Marvel found a way to make me give a shit. But the people at Fox,
this is where you draw the line.
They have never done this once. There's no way they're going to make a Gambit movie good.
You talk about Blowfish guy all the time.
Shink.
Watch basketball out, boy.
Fucking basketball boy.
Fucking basketball Blink. Boy. Well, here's this. We got some of the awards and stuff. I wanted to know what you guys think. Who is the best mutant in these movies?
Wolverine. Best mutant or best power?
Is Wolverine the answer?
It's Wolverine.
No, Deadpool, dude. Deadpool is the best. I would
give Deadpool.
It's Will I Am.
Wolverine kind of sucks when you look at these movies. Like, he's only good. He's good.
He's the
in
best
less
part.
Movies than he's bad. I don't know.
Of a lot of bad movies.
Is he though?
Yeah. That's true. He is the best part of it.
He's actually, the best part of X2. No,
dude, he's the part that's best been part forced down your throat.
Can I change my vote?
Thank God, and I'll keep taking it. You know,
Jesus. I'd like to vote for Deadpool.
Of course, I'm
voting for Deadpool.
I feel like Deadpool from the get go. Like, Wolverine finally got to a place where I was like, wow, he really nailed that role. And that movie was called Logan.
Mm-hmm.
And he had like 18 movies beforehand where he could have done it, and it just didn't work out. Not Hugh Jackman's fault. I honestly think it's just the direction and the overall direction of the movies. Logan was great. Deadpool comes out, and from the fucking start, I'm like, he is this character. Yep. This is Deadpool. And I've never read a single Deadpool comic, but I just inherently know. You know how, like, you know?
Yeah. Forget everything.
You just knew. He was going to be the love of your life.
What is the best trilogy in this? Trilogies being X-Men 1, X2, and Last Stand.
I'll throw this out there. I will say the best trilogy is Deadpool, Deadpool 2, and the unannounced X-Force movie.
Deadpool 3?
Because I'm still looking forward to this.
So we're not getting Deadpool because we're not there yet. There's the first class trilogy.
It's first class Days of Future Past.
And then there's the Wolverine trilogy.
It's the first class trilogy.
Let me try.
Do you think...
Yeah.
I think it's a much better made start to finish trilogy.
Apocalypse?
As good as Logan is, like, Origins and the Wolverine, I still think are like really bad movies.
Dude, if this has one of them has Origins in it?
Yeah.
No, dude, no.
The other one has Apocalypse.
That just weighs it down. But the other one has
Logan.
Yeah, it's true.
I feel like this is not a clear-cut answer.
I feel like the only good movie in the Wolverine trilogy is the only really good movie is Logan.
Okay.
Whereas the other three, it's all right.
It is all right. Okay,
that's what you're talking about, the other thing.
And then it's like, great, Days of Future Past, but then Apocalypse.
So wait, we're not allowed to count Deadpool 1 and 2 as just a stronger...
No. I would say
that's the obvious
answer. I would say X-Men First Class and Days of Future Past are decent movies.
Mm-hmm.
I would say Apocalypse is not a terrible movie. It's just not a good movie. Origins is legitimately almost unwatchable.
True.
And the Wolverine is like, good. It's kitschy, but half of it's...
I go with the Wolverine trilogy being the best.
No way.
Because Logan's amazing.
Wolverine is
fun.
Yeah.
You're right.
X-Men Origins.
One has Kevin Bacon. The other one has Samurai Guy. The other one has fucking shitty Ryan Reynolds as Deadpool. Like, what are we talking about, guys?
They're all bad.
Fassbender and McAvoy, that's all you need, dude.
You're right,
but it's
baby.
Not.
All you
need. No,
you're
it's right. not. It was. It wasn't enough.
You brought me back with Sebastian Shaw. You
like,
had me at Footloose.
Those movies aren't good.
You had Kevin Bacon, dude.
No.
Kevin Bacon.
So we just agree to disagree?
Were they born in labs? Now it's time to rank those abs.
Best abs. I was just doing best abs.
Just, it's whatever you want to do here, Nick.
I would say best abs in the entire XCU universe goes to Wolverine.
Angel in the fucking Apocalypse.
X-Men Days of Future Past. When he gets up
from
that waterbed.
Holy
mother and Mary Jesus. He is cut up like some fucking fresh sushi.
You know what I mean?
I know what you mean, Nick.
Oh,
I know what you
mean. Man, let's put that in our mouth and let's hope we don't get mercury poisoning.
Yeah.
Jesus.
He looks phenomenal. I mean, obviously, we joke about it, but his body transformation from the original X-Men and the work he put into to get to that, like, he looked good in the Wolverine, but he was big. He was cut like a motherfucker in that scene in X-Men Days of Future Past. And I'm just like, that's an accomplishment. That's an accomplishment that you have to do over like 10 years of really hard work.
Serves an award.
Agreed.
Now I want to know, what's the worst wig?
Ooh, hit it.
Is it a wig? I don't know. Wigging out with Scarpino.
The worst wig. I'm going to say not the worst wig, but the most egregious use of a wig has to go to every time Mystique is blue.
The Buffon.
I thought
you were going to go with Storm.
No, Storm's only has the one wig, and then she has like kind of better iterations of it. But every, remember Little Kid Mystique?
Yeah, Little Kid Mystique.
I think it's like twice as big.
I think Little Kid Mystique is the worst.
It's the fucking worst.
In Last Stand, when she has the brunette hair.
Wait, which one was Last Stand brunette?
Last Stand, when she gets turned into a human, loses her powers.
Oh, it's black.
Yeah,
she has black hair like Andy.
Yeah,
now.
I don't mind that so much. No. I just feel like they just for whatever reason they just they do.
It's the perfect noise because she looks like a blue leprechaun.
That wig every time. I'm like, why couldn't you just have her normal hair?
Her head is giant.
Why did it always have to go to slick back, same haircut? Like when she's blue, her hair doesn't grow. It's always just the same
Why
length.
Why is it so wet and matted
down?
There's
no rules, man. There's
so
no rules. Bad. Every it's time so bad. She had the one shot in during Apocalypse,
yeah,
while she was like talking to Magneto?
Mm-hmm.
It was just like, why would they do this?
I don't know.
Can they not see what we're seeing?
Yeah.
Because this is fucking awful.
The monitor looks great. Yeah.
But I will also give a notable nod to the reshoots from, I think it was X2 or X3, whichever one he has to go through. I think it's X2, where he's at Alkali Lake. Yeah. They had to do reshoots there, and they had to recreate the Buffon from the first one. And it's just so big. It's so big you could literally jump off a cliff and float down with it. It's like a pterodactyl's wings. Terrible.
I just wonder if we're ever going to get a good X-Men movie.
When it goes to MCU.
Obviously, Logan,
when it goes to MCU.
But like, will we get it though?
Is
it
actually?
Oh yeah. The fact that we got a good Ant-Man movie.
Yeah.
A not good one, not Black Panther. Two. Yeah. Like,
just imagine when it's given to them and they're able to do it in like that at the end of the first trailer when it's the Avengers moment, but it's Cyclops firing out this beam storm creating a thing behind him, Wolverine going like this, like God, and they spin the camera around him and you're like,
who's gonna be the
me.
New Wolverine?
Mm.
Someone's teaming up.
Yeah, dude. I'm fucking here.
I see Zac Efron.
No,
he's short.
No, he's jacked.
He's jacked.
Yeah.
He's short and
is
jacked.
He still jacked?
He's jacked is he all jacked? The time.
He is jacked still.
Zac Efron's like one of my favorite actors.
He's
of all
great.
Time.
He's so good.
I think his line delivery is so
aging.
Good.
He's
aging.
That's what happens to people. But I do.
The Rock for Colossus.
I really feel like you got to put
100%. I would
you
got
to put
that.
Someone older in that role. I mean, it depends on which way they're going to go with it. But I think Wolverine has to. You got to cast someone in like mid late 30s, maybe even 40s, and have him be the old man of the group.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would do with it.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
Maybe
we'll
they'll cast. Someone
I still
who's
like
21.
The idea of like you know shaking it up but keeping it somewhere. But like you do all new Wolverine, so you do like Laura, you do X-23 as Wolverine, though, cool. Like how she is the Tom Taylor version, right?
That'd be awesome.
Yeah,
I like that idea.
If you're gonna do it, do old man Logan or something. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm. I don't know. We'll fucking see. It's so far away. We're gonna take a couple weeks off of this, then we will be back. Leading in to Aquaman in the DCEU.
It's Greg Sunshine. I'm going to change your minds. Batman
wait.
V Superman. You're going to see how it fucking places, Andy.
Change your mind, Andy.
No way, dude.
Until then,
have an excellent day.